Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Good morning, everyone. How are you today? I hope everybody's doing great. It's a beautiful day here in my neck of the woods, and I just want to say welcome. Welcome to the show today. I tell you, this has been an interesting couple of days for me. I'd love to know what your days have been like over the last couple of days, the last week or so. Yes. It's been very interesting, but Good nonetheless. But listen, we have a nice show lined up for you today. As you know, those who have been listening for the last few weeks, we have been discussing a very important topic, and we're going to dive into the topic for today in just a few minutes. But you know, I have to say something that I say every week, and I purposefully say it every week because I don't want you to ever forget, especially my faithful listeners. I just want to thank you so much for tuning in to the show. And for those of you who have been with me since day one, oh, I just love you. And for those of you who have been on this journey with me, thank you. Thank you so much for your support, for your encouragement, for your topic suggestions. You are the best. And for those who are new to the show, welcome. A hearty welcome to you. Well, we're not going to take too much time, but I do want to say if you have a question or you hear something that you want to comment on, you feel free to dial in 215-383-3872. 215-383-3872, push option 1, and you will be put into the queue for questions. Well, as you know, over the last few weeks, for those who've been tuned in, we've been talking about a wonderful topic, retirement. That's right, retirement. And we have gone through quite a bit, so if you missed some of that, just go listen to the archive shows. And today, I'm going to do just a summary of a couple things. And just to reiterate a couple things that I want to make sure that you hear and that you understand as it relates to retirement. And for those of you who have maybe 10, 15, 20, 30 years before you retire, for those who may be retiring this week or within the next few weeks, or maybe you already retired, these topics are for you, which means they're basically these topics are basically for anybody who is working or is planning to start working. So go back and listen to those shows. And did you know it is possible for you to quadruple your retirement savings? Oh, I know you're probably wondering, how in the world can you quadruple your retirement plan and your savings? Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about it right here on the Marketing Pulpit. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeepAtWork.org organization and the e-panic button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you. That's right. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon, and we are going to be talking about how you can increase your retirement savings. I know that may sound kind of maybe not possible in our economy, but listen, a study was done and discovered that people who have some type of retirement plan are more than three times, well, they actually have more than three times that of those who don't plan at all. That's right. So if you do some type of retirement planning, any type of retirement planning, you will probably have more than three times as much in your retirement little nest egg than those who don't plan at all. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but remember last week I was encouraging you to sit down and talk with a financial professional in regards to your plans, whether you are planning to retire or you're already in retirement or you may be a couple weeks from retirement. It has been shown that retirement planners, those who save and just go one little step further by working with an investment advisor or a professional, investment advisor or professional, and if they actually write down their plan, that their savings is 445% bigger than non-planners. 445% bigger than non-planners. Isn't that huge? So even though you may be able to navigate your way through the retirement and investment waters on your own, and you may do a wonderful job, typically those who work with professionals who are in the industry, and that's what they do, their retirement savings is typically 445% larger than those who don't plan at all. So I encouraged you last week, and I'm encouraging you again this week. Seek out a professional who knows what they're doing in that area. Now, there are a couple things that I want to say before we actually wrap up this topic, and I've been telling you we're going to wrap this topic up, but before you start a retirement plan, it's really important to make sure that you have a solid foundation with your personal finances. So you're encouraged to do your best to get out of as much debt as possible and have at least 3 to 6 months of savings. So in emergency savings, 3 to 6 months of emergency savings. In the event that something happens with your plan, you have something in funding that you can fall back on. If you are debt-free or you don't have a lot of debt and you've saved 3 to 6 months of income or more, it's totally up to you, then it's time to maybe start looking at investing in a retirement plan. And we've talked about this before, but for those who may be new, we've shared that a really nice percentage to start with, if you can, is about 15% of your gross income, not your net, but your gross income. Of course, your net income is after taxes have been deducted, but your gross income. Of course, for those who are in the church community, you're encouraged to return 10%. And then for your retirement planning, if you've saved up the 3 to 6 months of the expenses for, in the event that you have an emergency, make sure you save 3 to 6 months of income in the event that you have an emergency. Save 15% of your gross income, whether that's with your company through an employee 401k plan, It could be with a Roth IRA. Invest that in something and consistently invest. Don't start and then stop, start and stop. The goal is to consistently invest that amount into your retirement plan. And you may wonder, why is it so important to start planning for retirement? Well, one of the reasons is because this economy is changing. Things are changing. People are living longer. And if you don't have some type of plan in place, there's a possibility you may not have the quality of life that you desire when you finish working. You worked all those years, and retirement is an opportunity, something to look forward to, looking forward to spending more time with the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, traveling, doing some hobbies, maybe consulting. That's an opportunity for you to start living and again and becoming even more active in things that you want to do. So it's important to plan. If you make about, let's just say you made $56,000. If you save 15% of that income for 30 years, you could have about $1.5 million for your retirement. And that's a really nice amount. It truly is. So I'm encouraging you, go ahead and start investing in your retirement plan if you haven't. And you will not be disappointed that you did. Now, another thing that I think is really important is to calculate what you think your income and expenses are going to be when you retire. And we've mentioned this before. We've talked about how you can kind of take a look at what your expenses are now, what you project your expenses may be down the road. You know, you may not have a mortgage in 25, 30 years. You may not be taking care of children or grandchildren. Your vehicles may be paid for. Things may be paid for. So you may have a little bit more income at your disposal, but take a look at that. We've talked about that in one of the shows as well. And also making sure you don't spend down your income retirement by maybe making sure you stay within 3 to 4% of that monthly or however you decide you're going to withdraw your monies. Now, also keep in mind that although you may have a solid plan in place, sometimes things happen. People get sick. People need long-term care. You know, people have to go out on workers' comp. Things happen. And sometimes people lose their jobs. So these are things that you have to include within your plan as well. And I think this is some great information. Chris Hogan did that piece on some of those numbers, and I think he did a great job. So take those things into consideration when you are taking a look at retiring, because it's really key and important that you have a plan in place. And when we come back from this short break, I'm going to share a little bit more with you as to why just doing traditional retirement planning might not be enough to get you where you want to be. And again, I'm just kind of summarizing some things that we've already talked about. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what you can do to make sure that your quality of life is a good one when you're ready to retire right here. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
I just want to thank you so much for joining me today on our show. And during the last segment, we talked about how you can quadruple your retirement funds. That was exciting to hear. Well, in our last segment, I'm going to share with you why traditional retirement planning, planning that people maybe did 10, 20, 30 years ago, may not work for you now. And again, some of these concepts we've talked about, but I want to make sure that you hear and that you start your planning. In 1900, the average life expectancy was around 47 years. And at that time, only about 100,000 Americans lived to be 85 years old. That was back in the 1900s. Well, by 2010, those who were over 85 years old had grown to 5.5 million people. And also was one of the fastest growing segments in our population. How about that? Now, it's estimated by 2030 that baby boomers turning 65, the last of the baby boomers, are expected to reach about 20% of the population. And by 2050, 19 million people will be 85 plus, in the 85 plus age group. Isn't that amazing? And, of course, as we've said on the other shows, the reason being technology has improved so, and the healthcare industry has improved, and people are living longer and healthier lives. People are wanting to feel better. They're wanting to eat healthier. They're drinking more water. They're going back to the produce section more than they are in any section, you know, in the store, making sure they're getting their vegetables and fruits and the nutritious things that can help them to live healthier and live longer. And people are living healthier lives and longer lives. So what does that mean? Well, as we mentioned before, Social Security used to be the go-to for retirement planning. Well, now, because there are so many people that may need to access Social Security, it's not guaranteed that it will be there or that it will be the same as it is today. So that's why it's important to make sure that you have a wonderful plan in place in the event that those funds either aren't there or those funds have decreased. We want you to have a good game plan. We really do. So making sure that you take a look at, you know, the first quarters of your milestone, you know, first birthday, starting school, getting driver's license, voting, you know, becoming established in your mid-20s. Your life then, you know, you had some exciting things going on in your life. You were starting out, and then maybe you got married or you purchased your first house, had your first child, the family started growing. Maybe you started thinking, well, what's next in my life? And then as you continue to mature, you start looking at pre-retirement and transitioning into retirement and then becoming active 70 years, at age 70. Some people are working to age 70. Some people are working longer than that, and they are very active. So life has its phases, its stages, and those stages should be enjoyed, all of them, just like your retirement phase should be enjoyed. And it's about transitioning and preparing to live out your legacy and enjoy your life. And the last thing you want is to get to that part of life and you're ready to enjoy it and you can't because you may not have the retirement funding that you need. So the last few shows have been dedicated to encouraging you to start taking a look at retirement. And even if you haven't started retirement plans, it's okay. It is okay. There's no time like the present to start. There's no time like the present. And if you're thinking about it, and if you are processing it, contemplating it, and you made a call to somebody to say, you know what, I want to start retirement planning, congratulations to you. And for those who've already done it, and maybe you are retired and you are living off of your retirement funding and you're enjoying your life and your family, and you're able to travel, congratulations. You're able to travel and do some of the things you want to do. Congratulations to you. Congratulations. It's a time to maybe even rediscover yourself and things that you want to do, establishing or reestablishing relationships, getting involved in the community, you know, doing some self-development that you maybe wanted to do and you hadn't had the time because you were working. For those who are already retired, this is a great time for you to do those things and have fun. Retirement is an opportunity to have fun and enjoy your life. So, if I can't say anything today, anything else today, I just want to encourage you to start looking at what you want your life to look like when you're ready to stop working. And some people stop early. Some people stop working before 65. Some wait till 65. Some are waiting later. Some are just enjoy what they do. It's wonderful. Whatever you choose to do, I'm just encouraging you to do your best, to think about it and have a plan. And remember, those who work with a professional, an investment advisor, a retirement planning advisor, they typically save more than those who do it on their own or those who don't have a plan at all. And, you know, today they have specialists who actually do nothing else but work with retirement planning or estate planning, college planning. So you have people who specialize in various areas, and retirement is an area that you have people who truly specialize in that, and that's all they do, and they can give you some wonderful information as it relates to retiring. So I have enjoyed this series. I really have, and I want to thank all of you who have sent information to me regarding retirement. Thank you so much, and this is a time to enjoy. If you haven't retired yet, it's okay. Enjoy the phase of life that you're in now, but just make sure you have a plan in place for when you decide you are going to walk out of your workplace into the sunshine and enjoy living a retired life. Oh, congratulations to you all. And I hope you have enjoyed this series. I've enjoyed it. I really have. And next week, we're going to dive into a new topic. That's right. Next week, we're going to dive into a new topic. And if you want to know what that topic's going to be, you're going to have to join me next week. So to all my faithful listeners, thank you so much for listening. For those who may be new to the show, welcome. Hey, and for anybody who has a birthday today, happy birthday or an anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Congratulations. For those who may be celebrating birthdays this week, I might not be able to tell you happy birthday, but happy birthday to those who may be celebrating birthdays later on in the week. Well, thank you so much again, and I hope you have a wonderful day. You know, my dad told me years ago, he said, you know what? If you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And you know what? I took him up on that. I sure did. I made it a point to surround myself by people who were smarter than me. And I realized that there were a lot of people who knew a whole lot more about a whole lot more things than I did. And I'm encouraging you to do that too. Surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Get somebody on your team. Get somebody on your team that can help you with your retirement planning. And if you're not at the stage where you're ready to retire, get somebody that can help you to establish a solid foundation with your personal finances, and you will be okay. Thank you so much for joining me. And once again, I hope you have a wonderful day, and hopefully you will join me on next week. This is Sharon.